I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Tonight, we're breaking down Nancy Drew, episode 16. I'm your host, Chelsea Overacker. And joined by me, we have Kay Montgomery.
Hey, guys.
Hey. And Kay here is just a lover of old-fashioned mysteries.
I do. I like new fashion mysteries, too, because that's what we got tonight.
I know. We have some feels for this episode. We'll get into it. If you guys are in our live chat, say hello. Kay here is going to be running the live chat. We want to hear your thoughts on what's going on. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener and want to join in, simply go to AfterBuzzTV.com, select Nancy Drew, and join on in. All right, tonight's episode, we're going to be breaking down. We finally find out what happened to Lucy the night she died. And there's a twist. Were we suspecting this? And we have a new detective in town, and the chief is going to be leaving us. Do we like this new detective? I don't know yet. And George and Nick, their relationship is growing closer. Are we a fan of this relationship? Are we feeling George and Nick? And then we have our special segment of Who Done It. We already know Who Done It, so we'll talk about it. And then for our news and gossip, OBK, we have an interview with the executive producers, and they talk about how the rest of the season's going to play out. And then that leads us into our predictions. But before we start breaking down tonight's episode, Kay, what were your overall thoughts?
Okay, so, oh my goodness, so many thoughts. I loved it. It was one of my favorite episodes of the season. I was shocked. I did not see this twist coming at all. But it explains so much. It really, really, it just informed Carson's character for me, unlike any other episode.
Yeah, yeah. We finally got to see Carson and Catherine and their involvement with Lucy. Mm-hmm. And I liked how they played it out. I liked how that whole thing revolved. So let's just get into it, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's no secret. We finally find out what happens to Lucy Sable, and it was suicidal. Did you think this is how it was going to play out, or did you think that someone murdered her?
I for sure thought someone murdered her. I mean, maybe once or twice I was like, maybe it was suicide. But mostly, I thought someone murdered her.
Yeah. They kept dropping hints, though, because for every episode, first of all, Karen dropped that, what was it, way back in the beginning of the season, where people thought, oh, she's sleeping around. That whole rumor got started. And then we always knew that Ryan's dad wasn't a fan of Lucy. We just didn't know why. And there's a huge mic drop with that. And the whole town was just against her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kept dropping hints like, you know, being bullied. This is what it can lead into. But this was like a whole 13 Reasons Why moment. Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's start from the beginning on how this whole situation unraveled. So I like it when Nancy's in the kitchen. She's trying to figure out Lucy's case. And she just throws her hands up like, Lucy, I'm trying to solve your case. Give me a hint. Lucy appears right behind her. And she points her to the pantry, which is the knife set. And they point out that was her mom's knife set, Catherine's knife set that they liked. And there is a knife that is missing. And I didn't realize how close Catherine and Carson and Lucy were when they all went out to lunch together. I thought she was just her guidance counselor. But in a way, Lucy, because I think Lucy didn't really feel comfortable with her mom, I feel like she kind of leaned on Catherine as a second mom a little bit in that family.
It's the thread of mentorship that I think we've seen throughout this show and this season. It makes me think of Nick and his relationship with Tiffany Hudson, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of being at a place in your life where you don't have a lot of support from the people that you thought you would, and then having to lean on, you know, somebody maybe outside of your family group to kind of shepherd you along.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I thought a really nice touch.
I thought so too. And then we go back to Ryan's email, and I like how they dropped the hint. where we suspected this last episode. We're like, we don't feel like he sent the last email. Just didn't make sense. Didn't sound like Ryan. And it had to do with the space. With every single email that he sent with Lucy, he only did one space. But the one where it was calling her a whore, it was double space. Mm-hmm. And we find out that was sent out by Ryan's dad. Are you shocked that he's meddling with Ryan?
No, not at all. I was shocked that he went so hard after Lucy, though.
Yeah.
I thought, why didn't he go more hard on Ryan? Because Ryan really does toe the family line. He doesn't want to shake things up in his family. And I just thought, why did he put so much pressure? Why did the dad put so much pressure on Lucy? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just put more pressure on Ryan?
Well, it was interesting. Her journal, just more her thoughts. But according to Lucy's journal, it was because he didn't want her to be seen with the towns
with a
girl?
Townie.
Townie, that's mm-hmm. his word, townie.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. But
but I'm saying, why not then put all of that pressure that you're putting on a girl you don't even know, put it on your son who lives in your house, who you can assert authority over? Like, he should be more apt to listen to you than a girl would.
No, that's a good
You could take away his phone. You can take away his, you know, inheritance, whatever, you know, you want to do. So I just thought it was really interesting that he would be riding around town looking for her and, you know, intimidating her. I was just like, But their family is wacky, so I really shouldn't be surprised by anything they do. But
no, I agree with you. Yeah, why did he put all the pressure on Lucy? If you really want that relationship to end, you have a good point, Kay. He should have confronted Ryan saying, look, you need to drop her. Your grades are suffering. That was his excuse. And you just need to focus on you. And if you want to, you know, run the business, take over the business. I don't know what Ryan's dad's excuse would be. But yeah, something where he would want to put more pressure on him. So that's a really good point.
But this town, I feel like, is really interesting because it's set up. And I don't know, you know, if the writers have done this purposefully. But it's really set up to kind of be a misogynist town. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's constantly trying to take down young girls all the time. You know, it never finds fault with the men who are behaving badly. It's always
everything
is centered on the young girl. So it's really interesting to me. And I guess that just follows the pattern, right? Like, for him to put the onus and responsibility on the girl and not even on his son. That's just kind of the pattern of the
That's a good
of
point.
This town.
Yeah.
Horseshoe Bay.
Horseshoe Bay. I don't know if we want to go there, Kay. but the biggest clue was when, Nancy was telling Ryan about the emails. She was saying, so why was the Bluffs your place? And Ryan's like, that wasn't Lucy and our place. It was the ice cream shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how we got to see those flashbacks. Lucy was gorgeous with the long blonde hair. Because every time I see Lucy Sable, it's just,
Yeah.
But she was beautiful. And so she had this journal that she kept writing in. And the worker at the ice cream shop is saying, yeah, she just looked really upset that day, just really kept herself. She was waiting for someone. They didn't show. And then there was this car that was following her. And when she described the car, Ryan's like, oh, that's my dad's car. So right away, we're thinking, okay, why does the dad want to talk to Lucy? There's more to it than just saying, hey, stay away from my son.
Right.
Which we find out later in the episode. And that leads us to Nancy wanting to visit Karen. Karen is back in the scene again, and she's just saying, yeah, junior year, there was these rumors that spread with Lucy sleeping with Hilltoppers, and then that's when Karen switched the ballot because she wanted Lucy to win C Queen. But then that stirred up a whole new set of problems.
Right.
It backfired, and everyone thought she slept her way to victory. So poor Lucy. She just can't win here.
She could not win.
What was interesting was Karen was the last one that saw her alive, as we know for right now. That's how they put it. Woo, sorry.
Right.
I get excited.
That's all right. It'll stay put.
Yes, we'll just stay put. See, this is what happens. So, the last one to see her alive, and she's confronting her, telling her all of this. And then that's when Nancy's like, okay, we got to go and we got to find Lucy's journal. So they're at her house. And what I think is interesting is Lucy this whole time has been haunting Nancy, pointing her in the right direction to get her where she needs to go. Finally, when they have a big clue to get her to her journal, that's when she wants them to stay away from their house. I just didn't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, what is going to happen? I thought it was so interesting that she said also, like, that they had kept they had renamed the street and they didn't want it to become a shrine to her and all that kind of weird stuff. I thought that was really interesting. But if it was me, I would have turned around and left. I mean, I was really, I wasn't really surprised because it's Nancy. And of course, you know, they told her to stop. But of course, she's going to keep on doing, on going in.
That's what she's
going to
do.
Right. Doing what she wants to do. I liked how Ryan was completely and totally afraid. Like, he was like,
And so they're in the house, and it's weird because on the wall she has dead man's what was the saying? I wrote it down.
I'm going to dead man's bluff.
To dead man's bluff. That's where she's going to end her life. But she had that written all on the wall. She didn't want anyone to see it. Mm-hmm. And then inside the wall is where the journal is at, and that's when Nancy reads the journal. She's like, okay, I know exactly what's going on. Brings us to the court scene, and pretty much it just tells her whole life story. I did not realize how mean Ryan's dad was, because when Lucy stood up for her and Ryan's love the first time, saying, no, I'm not going to break up with him, that's when Lucy's mom lost her job, Lucy lost her scholarship, and then the Hudsons were the ones that started the rumors with her sleeping around. But I like it because that's when she gets justice for Carson. Mm-hmm. And it explained that Catherine, Carson, and Lucy went ahead and had lunch together. That's why the fingerprints were on the knife, and it was suicidal. But the biggest twist of it was she had a baby. And right away, towards the end of the episode, when they were saying that, I knew it was Nancy. Now, we always thought maybe there was one prediction we had that Nancy and Lucy were related, maybe as sisters, but I did not think it would be mother and daughter. What were your thoughts on this?
Yeah, mother and daughter. Well, the chat is popping. So Carlos Hernandez says, still wonder if anyone knew she was pregnant, .. I mean, really? No one noticed? And then Logan Knight put, Lucy probably wore big clothes so people wouldn't notice. Here's the thing. I love the twist. It was super interesting to me. But it was a little one bridge too far for me. That whole idea that she was pregnant the whole time. Nobody knew. Okay. Like, I could. Okay. Yeah. Sure. But the fact that she delivered her own baby, that was the part I was like, they've gone too far. Mm-hmm. Like, I can believe a girl could hide a pregnancy. Like, I went to high school with a girl that hid a pregnancy. Like, sure. But, like, the idea that you're going to have a baby on some bluffs and you had a knife, so you're going to cut the baby's umbilical cord and everything and pass the baby out. There is, as a person that has had a couple babies, that was just one bridge too far for me.
So you don't think Karen knew about the pregnancy? Because she did see Lucy with the flashback. Yeah, Lucy had that big
she had
dress
that tulle
on.
Skirt.
Yeah, I guess how did the dad know then? So the dad knew about the pregnancy, though, Ryan's dad, because then she shows her baby bump. Like, you know, she folds the dress. I don't know. I just thought with maybe Karen and Lucy being best friends that Lucy would have told Karen.
You would think so. But Karen didn't mention it. Why wouldn't she have said anything, you know? Wouldn't she be like, where is the baby? Or maybe she just thought she died and the baby died too. Like, I don't know.
Do you think Karen knew? So you don't think Karen knew that Nancy was Lucy's daughter?
I don't know. Especially if... No, I don't know. That's a good question. That would be something good to leave, like, to give us some little breadcrumbs about if Karen knew. Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing
more about
that.
I'm wondering, maybe that's the reason why she got in the relationship with Carson, was to look out for Nancy to make sure she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always questioned Carson and Karen's relationship a little bit. Like, why is this happening? We could tell that clearly Carson was way more into Karen.
Right.
And I just felt like Karen didn't reciprocate those feelings back.
Well, that would explain a lot. Yeah,
I think maybe Karen was there to keep an eye out for Nancy, because she always covered for Nancy too.
She did.
Whenever she got in trouble, she was always there for her.
Yeah, and we thought it was because of Nancy's mom, but it was because of Nancy's mom.
I still feel like Karen has a big part in this whole thing
yeah.
than just, yeah, last time I saw her was at the house, she left, and that's it. And she did drop off that little nugget, like, yeah, I didn't see her journal. But Lucy didn't want anyone to see her journal. She didn't want anyone to know that she committed suicide.
Yeah, that was interesting, too. And you know what else was interesting? She didn't write anything about being pregnant in the journal.
No.
Like, Nancy flipped through it, and she didn't say anything like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have this baby tonight, or I feel so sad I'm going to have to kill this baby when I kill myself. You wouldn't write things like that in your journal? Like, the whole pregnancy thing, I think they should have done a better job of planting that seed throughout.
I agree.
Like, not even necessarily tipping us off, but just making it wrap up more in the ending. Because at this point, I'm just like, how do you have a baby on the bluffs on your own? How does nobody know? There are just too many pieces that are dangling for me. And so hopefully, you know, episodes 7 through 22, we get some of those pieces sewn up. Because right now, I'm just like, it just wasn't very believable for me, that particular part.
And Catherine and Carson are technically the last people now to see Lucy alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the baby, and then Carson says, as soon as we saw her, the little baby, I turned around, and Lucy's gone. So,
right.
And then the blush just washed her up. That explains why he has the dress. You think that's how Lucy got killed. You don't think anyone else was there to help finish the job. She dropped, and that was it.
Yeah, I think so.
And do we think so Lucy delivered that baby by herself. No one else was there to help her?
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's what they want us to believe.
That's what we want to believe.
Insanity to me. I'm telling you. Just the physics of it. I don't understand, but.
And Ryan's dad, he knows everything, though. I feel like he has little nuggets everywhere.
It doesn't surprise
me that he doesn't know, but I'm just wondering, how did he find out?
Because mm-hmm.
Ryan had no idea. He still doesn't know.
Right. It'll be interesting to see his reaction.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Well, there's still, even though that, you know, Lucy committed suicide, Nancy and Lucy are related. There's still so many questions
mm-hmm.
that it will make sense that it does lead into a season 2. So it will be interesting.
I will say I'm glad that they solved the mystery, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in news, but I'm really glad that they solved the mystery in episode 16, and we know we have until episode 22,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm really glad that they didn't wait until the end of the season to do the big cliffhanger thing. I like that they did it
now,
this point in the season. Yeah, I thought that was really smart.
Yeah, I agree. Well, before we get on to our next topic, we have some business. We just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV Talk. In order to help us grow, we ask, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rate on the Apple Podcasts, and leave us a comment. We really just want to thank Kevin and Maria for creating AfterBuzz TV because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love. Okay. With this new detective, are we loving him? Are we liking him?
I will tell you what, he's cuter than Owen, in my opinion.
Oh, hey, does he?
He was like, "I'm Detective Tamora." I was like, "Okay,
Tamora,
come through."
Now, he kind of looks like Owen a little bit.
He kind of has that dark hair, mysterious, but he doesn't have that weird jawline. So I thought he was more handsome. I will say, though, I really, really hope that Chief McGinnis isn't gone. We were just talking about all on the panel last week about how much we love Chief McGinnis. So hopefully he'll leave and then have to come back.
Yeah, because
we don't like that here.
He told Ace after the end of the trial, Carson's trial, he said he's moving to Augusta and he took a job there. But mm-hmm. he's leaving town all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is there some suspicion with that, too?
I don't know. Well, he said he's sick of the corruption on the force, which
it makes sense.
It's been proven.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because
there was a guy before Karen. So, I mean, I can understand it, but I do not like it. You can only have so many hot, dark-haired guys who are 25 on this show. Like,
mm-hmm.
give me some diversity in casting. I like the, you know, older, kind of crotchety McGinnis on the spot. I like that.
Yeah,
so
I agree. And with Tamora, he took the skull, though, because they were all hiding the skull at the
creepy.
Claw, the Drew crew. And I don't know what his purpose is for it. So it makes it almost sound like he has a connection with Lucy. Because at the end of the episode, Nancy's getting into the claw, and he's just staring at her, and he's the one that took it.
Yeah, and
took
then,
the bone.
Like, boy, that should be filed away in evidence. You just in your car, like, finessing it? What are you doing?
No, so I'm like, what type of detective are you?
Like,
So there's a lot of
weird.
There's a lot of questions. A lot of questions. I'm questioning
He's
that.
He's cute, though.
But He's cute. He's nice to look at, but I'm questioning his work ethic.
his work ethic. I love it.
One thing I'm not questioning, though, is George and Nick. I like it. Finally. And I just got to give props to George where she just says, oh, so you're over. Because Bess was the one that broke the news that Nancy.
So tacky. I love it.
Nancy and Owen slept together. And then at first he could tell Nick was processing it. And then he turns to George like, you know what? I'm not as hurt as I thought I would be. I'm okay with that. And George is like, so you don't have to sleep on the couch tonight.
I was like, oh, that's a little forward. Y'all haven't even kissed yet. And y'all talking about doing something in the bed. I was just like, ew, I was not here for it. I was like, kiss first, like, at least.
Yeah.
But it was a little jumpy.
But they finally did kiss.
They did kiss after they decided that they would just be friends, which is always great.
Yes. Let's just be friends. And let's just kiss just to seal the deal.
Just to seal the deal.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, it's going to be on the benefits just to make sure that we're still friends. That we're all on the same page.
I thought it was interesting, though, because remember I was like, I want George to, you know, like, she's usually so assertive, and isn't she going to take charge? But I kind of want Nick to take charge, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I felt like she kind of kissed him first because he was kind of, his body language was, he was all on his side. Like, he didn't put his arm up to reach out to her or anything. He was just kissing her at first, and she had her hand on his cheek. And then slowly his hand moved over, and I was like, finally, his hand is moving over. Gracious, man, you're killing me right now.
It took forever.
Yeah.
Well, props to Nick, upping his game a little bit. So we'll see what goes on with that. But that leads us into our special segment of Who Done It. And we already know who done it. It was Lucy Sable who killed herself. Lucy done it. So we'll have to come up with another special segment when we return.
When Sam comes back.
Sam,
we miss and love you.
Yes, Sam is not here tonight, you guys. But she will be back in 4 weeks when we return. But that leads us with our special segment of Who Done It. Next, it's going to be News and Gossip with Kay.
Yes, ma'am.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I found an awesome interview with two of the executive producers of the show, Noga Landau and Melinda Sue Taylor. Okay, so these ladies have been running the whole Nancy Drew, and somebody got down and dirty and asked some really good questions. So you can see them thrown up here. The one in the corner with the really dark hair is Melinda, and then the one with the blonde hair and the red color dress is Noga. Okay, so guys, so I thought this was really cute. They executive produce, so they write, right, for the show. Noga said, in a show about a girl who likes solving mysteries, nobody knew that she would be the greatest mystery of all. So she was saying how they've planned this from episode one, from the pilot. They knew, she knew that that Lucy would be Nancy's mom because she was working on that theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. And she said, not everyone knew. They didn't tell everybody.
Really.
So
wow,
they,
that's great.
So they told Carson. They said Carson knew from almost the beginning because he has to play like he has to keep the secret. And
yes,
he literally had to keep the secret. They said Nancy is a true Kennedy McCann is a true Nancy Drew because she discovered it and put all the pieces together. They didn't tell her, and she kind of figured it out midway through. Yeah, so I thought that was real interesting. They were talking about their choice to not do like a season ender, you know, not to wrap everything up at the end of the season, which I thought was a really good choice we talked about earlier, because they said there's more to the show than Who Killed Dead Lucy, which I really love. They won't confirm Ryan as the dad.
They won't.
They will not. They say you have to watch episode 17 to see that. So that's going to be next episode. Yes, yes, yes. And they're really excited about Detective Tamora because they said he's going to bring a lot and he's a big antagonist for the Drew crew. So they're really looking forward to seeing how everything plays out with him. So many, many juicy details, some cool things moving forward. But these are the ladies that are running the show, and I think they're doing a great job.
They are, okay. Yeah. That's good. Now that Ryan isn't confirmed that he's the dad, that leads us into our predictions. Hey, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man. I think that with any person that finds out that they're an adoptee, it's going to be a difficult transition for Nancy, especially because we know Nancy is a very black and white thinker. She's a very, this is wrong, this is right. So I think that she's going to have a real problem with her parents not telling her essentially that she's adopted and that her mother committed suicide and all this stuff about Dead Lucy. She's going to have a really difficult time. She's not going to be able to like be appreciative and do that whole thing really quickly. It's going to take a lot of stuff for her to work through. And I think the same thing with Ryan. I think it's going to be really confusing and upsetting for him as well. So I think there is a long journey ahead. I think it's going to do a lot to kind of bring to the forefront how children who are adopted and maybe don't know it, that whole process is going to do a lot to bring that to the forefront.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I think with next episode, we're going to see a different type of relationship with Nancy and Ryan, because before in the past, it's just Nancy always suspecting him and just kind of like, oh, Ryan. And, you know, that's the guy that hooked up with my best friend.
Yes.
Which still kind
George
of.
George is your stepmom now.
So just everything that he says, it's just going to be a different type of chemistry between them, because she knows like, okay, this could be my dad. And I think the way that they're going to have conversations is going to be a little, it's going to be totally different from what we've seen before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of what we thought. Well, you guys, we will be back in 4 weeks. Nancy Drew will be back on April 8th, and then we'll be back on April 9th to do the recap show. Anyone in the chat room is saying anything?
I predict Nancy is going to Logan Knight. I predict Nancy is going to do another DNA test so she can make sure Ryan is actually her dad and not Mr. Hudson. Oh my goodness, Mr. Hudson. Whoa.
Oh, maybe that's how
good
we knew.
Good point, Logan. Let us know in the comments, not in the live chat. I want you guys, all of our live chatters, I want you guys to go in the comments and let us know who you would like to see on our show. We want to try and get some cast members in, like we did Karen a couple of months ago. We want to try and get some cast members in to interview. So let us know in the comment section, not in the live chat, because the live chat, you guys know, is eventually erased. We want you guys to make comments in the comment section and let us know what character you would like for us to try and get on to interview.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, before we leave, Kay, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at host K H O S T K A Y.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overrocker and on Twitter at Chels Overrocker. Bye, you guys. We'll see you in 4 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.